Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Vachim. We are up to Perek Ches Mishnah Yud. So it says the Mishnah, Hanitan Matana Achas, Shenisav Bintan Matana Achas. Let's say you have two different blood from two different karbanos, and each one is something that requires Matana Achas on the Mizbeach. So you know some Matana Achas, so take the mixture of the two damim, and do Matana Achas, because for sure that covers you, that's what you're supposed to do. Matana, but if each of the two different karbanos whose blood gets mixed together are each supposed to be put on the Mizbeach four times, meaning a carbon ola is mixed with the blood of a carbon shlamim, where each one requires four matnas dam, so you nasun b'matan arba, so you do matan arba. But now it gets more complicated. Matan arba b'matan achas. Let's say you have a carbon whose blood is supposed to be put four times in the Mizbeach, and the blood gets mixed together with a carbon that's supposed to be put one time on the Mizbeach, so now we have a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, you know, Rabbi Lezer says, better err on the side of doing too much. Rabbi Shomer, better err on the side of doing too little. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Shomer, you over al Baltigra. How can you only do Matanachas? For the one that requires Matanarba, it's Baltigra. Amala Rabbi Shomer fires right back. Vare over al Baltosif. How can you do Matanarba? If you do Matanarba for the one that only requires Matanachas, it's going to be Baltosif. So Amala Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer says, back to Rabbi Shomer, Baltosif al kashuhu ba'atzmo, that the Yisra Baltosif is only when it's being done on its own, not when it's mixed with other dam, where there's an obvious reason why you need to do matan arba. By that same token, I can tell you, baltigra is only if you take something that requires matan arba and do matan achas. But once it's a tarovis of two different damim, there's no such issue. Va'oram Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Vaiter kishan asata avarta al baltosif asisa maisa biyodecha ukshlon asata avarta baltigra losis. Meaning, faced with the choice of either Baltosif or Baltigra, I'd rather do Shev V'Altasa. I'd rather be passive rather than be active. So by doing Matan Arba, you're actively violating Baltosif. By doing Matan Achas, you're passively violating Baltigra. So now we move on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. If you have dam that's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach inside the Heichal, and it was mixed together with dam that's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach outside of the Heichal, meaning the Mizbeach HaPnimi versus the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So what should you do? Yishafchu la'ama. Don't put it on any Mizbeach. Just pour it all into the Amma, which is the drainage system of the Beis HaMikdash. Nasan b'chutz, v'chazim nasan b'fnim. But if you put it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and then you put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, kosher, then the carbon is still going to be kosher, because dam of each carbon ended up where it was supposed to end up. Bifnim b'chazav nasim b'chutz, but if you first put it bifnim and then you went and put it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Rabbi Akiva posel. Rabbi Akiva says that the one that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is posel, v'cham machshirin, and the Cham say that it's going to be kosher. Now, why would it be posel? What's the issue over here? So normally, if you take a regular carbon chatas and you bring it inside the Heichal, the carbon becomes posel. So is that true of all carbonos that require Mizbeach HaChitzon? Meaning that's a posel, right? Meaning the Torah itself tells us that the Torah itself tells us that the kol chatos asher yuva midama el oel moed lechaper bakodesh lo sehechel be'ish tisaref, that any time you bring the dam of the chatos inside the heichal, that's it. It passes the whole thing. So is this true of all karbanos that are supposed to be brought b'chutz? Shai Rabbi Kiva Amar kol adam shenichnasu lechaper beheichal passel, that any dam that really belongs in the mizbeach hachitzon that's brought into the heichal is going to be passel. V'cham momrim Chatos Bulvad. And the Cham say, Pasuk is only by a Chatos, doesn't apply to all other Kabanos. Rabbi Eliezer, Mar Afa Ashem, Shnabar Kachatos Ka Ashem. Rabbi Eliezer has like a middle opinion where he says, it's not only the Chatos, but it's not all Kabanos either. It's the Chatos or the Ashem, because Kachatos Ka Ashem, we have Exeris HaKasuv, that Chatos and Ashem are treated the same as one another. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yud, we said that if you have a dam of two different Kabanos that gets mixed together, so if they both require Matanah, Machlis, you do Matanachas. If they both require Arba Matonos, you do Arba Matonos. If one requires Matanachas and the other one requires Arba Matonos, so then we have a Machlokas Tanaim, where Rabbi Elazar says, do Matanabra, and Rabbi Yeshua says, do Matanachas. And each one is risking either Bal Tosif or Bal Tigra. But the reason to do the argument Rabbi Yeshua has that prevails to do only Matanachas is at least the Bal Tigra is done passively, whereas the Bal Tosif would be done actively. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said that if you have dam of a carbon whose dam is supposed to be brought inside, with a dam of carbon whose dam is supposed to be brought outside, so that you should just pour it into the drainage system. But if you first did the matan dam outside and then the matan dam inside, both carbonos are kosher. If you first did the matan dam inside and then outside, so that's a machlokas tanoim, whether it's kosher or pasul. The reason to say that it should be pasul is that there's a pasuk that a carbon chatos dam that gets brought inside will be pasul. So if you hold it, that's not only true of a chatos, but it's true of anything whose dam is supposed to be brought outside. So then the second it was brought inside, it's already going to be pasul. So there are three opinions, whether that's true of any carbon, or only of a chatos, or only of a chatos and an asham. Next time we'll pick up with Parches Mishnah Yud Beis.